Okay, we're picking up from the Mishnah, Lamed Hayam and Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, with the words of Eilu Dvarim. So now we're up to the mitzvah de Aresa of Achilas Matzah. We know the pasuk tells us, Belaila Tochlu Matzah, better of Tochlu Matzah, as Rashi quotes. But that is the source for the fact that there's a mitzvah de Aresa to have Matzah is the first night. We know, even though there's many psukim that say along the lines of Shivas Yamim to Matzah Tochelu and different psukim, we already learned out before, and then it'll come up again later in the Gemara's, that really, Be'etzem, we learn out that the Mashvi Rishus, because one of the pasuk says Sheshes Yamim, and they say Mashvi Rishus as Sheshes Yamim Rishus, that the whole first 7 days, only Rishus to have Matzah. You're not a chiyuv. The only first night of having a real full-fledged chiyuv of matzah is the first night, and then in Chutzar it's going to be 2 nights because of Yantur Sheni. But Lamaisa, that's the mitzvah deraisa, is only the first night of Pesach. The rest of them is famous, the grams, mitzvah kiyumas, but Lamaisa, that is the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. So now the Mishnah tells you what can you, what fulfills the category of matzah. So Eilu Dvarim She'Adam Yotzei Min Pesach. So says the Mishnah, these are the things, the types of grains, which a person is going to fulfill his obligation to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Bechitim, so that we know, is wheat. Beseorim is barley. Bekusmin is spelt. Uvishifon is rye. Uvishibol shual, and that is oats. These are the famous 5 grains. Remember, a mnemonic is, it's not in this order, but browse is always a mnemonic that I always taught when I was younger, and it's a very helpful. You'll have barley, rye, oat, wheat, and spelt. That's browse. Those are the 5 grains. And the Mishnah continues, and there are a lot of lachas. Those are the same things that the Mishnah and Challah tells us, that those are the things you can also be Mekayim, and you have a chiyuv of Challah with these 5 things, and not just the lachas of matzah. There's different lachas that these 5 things come up. These things are going to be hamotzi if you eat them. These are, again, in the context of not pasuk kisna, but lamaisa, that's a lot of different afkaminas for what these 5 grains are. Now the Mishnah continues, v'yotzin bidmai. Also, if someone has demai, we know demai is dub, mai. This, what is this? Is that it's produce. Here would be wheat that was given to you by an ama art. So you're not sure. Truma gedola, we assume that they took off because that's chiyuv misa b'dishamayim, very very chamor. So that we are assuming they took off. However, we're not sure if they took off anything after that. We're not sure if they took off maaser rishon or maaser sheni. So out of suffolk, you have to take off the maaser rishon and the maaser sheni. You have to kor hashem. You don't have to do anything with it. The maaser sheni, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And the maaser ani, you don't have to give it to ani because you could say amotzi mechaveru al avaraya, and you don't have to take it off. However, lemaisa, until you do that, it's still part of it's aser derabanan to eat. So you are yotze matzah. The Gemara is going to discuss why are yotze, but that's what the Mishnah tells you. The maaser rishon shenit la trumasan. If you have maaser rishon, which truma had been taken off after someone takes off truma from his produce, you have to separate another 10th to the levi. So if you have taken off the trumas maaser on that, and then gives it to the kohen, then that is going to be allowed to eat it. The Gemara is going to ask pshita. That's obvious. The Gemara is going to discuss why you need to mention this case. Of a maaser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu. Also, if you have maaser sheni coins, maaser sheni produce that you redeem onto coins, so that also, or any hekdesh that you also redeemed, so those 2 things, and once you redeem them, it's no longer going to be a problem. You're allowed to have yotzei matzah. The Gemara is going to ask again. Also, pshita, that's obvious. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Va'kohanim, and the kohanim are also allowed to be yotzei bechala uvetruma, with chala and truma, which is things that only a kohen is allowed to eat. I would have thought maybe it has to be things that are unique that everyone in Klal Yisrael is allowed to eat it. Bein a Yisrael, bein a kohen, bein a levi, and that is not the case. Chala and truma, you are yotzei, v'lo betevel. However, they're not going to be yotzei with tevel, because tevel is something which no truma or maaser is taken off, and even for a kohen, it's usher to eat, even though the truma goes to him. And that's the whole reason you're chayav misa b'dishmayim. There's still a concept of tevel when it comes to a kohen eating it. So everyone is usher to eat that. You're not yotzei. V'lo b'maaser rishon shelo dinat truma. So also maaser sheni, which you did not take off truma's maaser. V'lo b'maaser sheni hekdesh shelo niftu. And also maaser sheni hekdesh that had not been redeemed. Again, the Gemara is going to mention what these cases are all pshita as well. Why do you have to mention the case that you're not yotzei here? That's also obvious. So the Gemara is going to get to that. Chalos hatoda. If someone has loaves of toda, of a korban toda, they were each, we know that the toda had, each one had 4 sets of 10 loaves. Each set was a different way that they would set these loaves. So some of them are going to be not chametz. Those are the ones of the lachmei toda. Part of them are going to be matzah. So the rikiki nazir, also the nazir's rikikim, which are going to be literally wafers, but they're things that are also like matzah, and you're so asan asma, if you made them for yourself, ain yotzebu, you're not going to be yotze, because at the end of the day, you made them to use as the core part of the korban, then you're not allowed to use them for anything else as part of your korban, you're not going to be yotze matzah. However, if you're asa limkor bashuk, if you decided to sell them in the marketplace, meaning he baked them to sell them from someone who might want them, and he changed his mind and decided to use them as his matzah, then yotze ben, you can't fulfill your obligation with those, because you never makdish them, you thought maybe if someone wanted to buy them, you'd give it to them to use as their lachbe toda, but still, they didn't end up using it, so that would be not something that's set aside for korban. It would be okay for you to be yotze your chiyuv matzah. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Tana, we learn in a brisa, kusmin min chitin, that spelt is a type of wheat, shibulat shoa v'shipon min saorin, and oats and rye are a type of barley. So what in the world is this halacha referring to? So Rashi explains, this brisa is referring to truma, that the halacha is that truma is not allowed to be taken off from one min to another min, from one type of grain to another type of, one type of item to another. Like, you can't take off a grape to a banana. I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not take off a grape to a rimon. I have to take off a grape to a grape. I have to take off a wheat to wheat. So what's considered wheat? What categories over here? So we could say that if you take off spelt off of wheat, or vice versa, that's going to be okay, because those are the one and the same thing. That's what Rashi's saying is going on over here. And if you take off oats for rye, that would also be okay in terms of truma. The Tosos over here disagrees, but that's, we'll go with Pshat Rashi, because that's the most basic understanding. That's the way that it's going on over here. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Kusmin spelt is known as gulba, type of Aramaic word for spelt, and shipon is dishra, is rye, is called dishra, apparently in Aramaic. Shibole shual is shibole tale. Shibole tale is, again, a similar lashon for oats. That's what we're defining as oats right now. Gonna get into in a moment that it's very important to note these five grains, as we mentioned, but also oats specifically, there is a little bit of controversy with it, as we're going to see for Hamshach HaGemara. The Gemara continues, Hane in, but these specifically, these are the five grains that you could be yotze with matzah, and orez adochad lo, whereas rice and millet, you're not going to be yotze. Everyone defines orez as rice. That is the pshat that almost everyone gives. However, there's a Rashi, a strange Rashi, in Brachos, which defines orez as something else. He defines orez as millet, and he defines dochan as something else. Everyone defines orez as rice, and then dochan is going to be millet. It has big nafkaminas for Hilchos Brachos as well. The Shulchan Aruch Rav actually was choshish for Rashi, that maybe you shouldn't make, because Gemara says that you make a bracha of bor mimizonos and bor nefashos on rice. According to Rashi, that's orez is not rice. It's referring to millet. You make a bor mimizonos and bor piadama, and bor nefashos, and not on rice. Rice, you would not have that bracha according to Rashi, because it's not in the Gemara. Now, that's a very difficult thing. Rav Shechter always likes to point out that Lamaisa, if you ask any Spanish person, what is arroz? Arroz in Spanish is rice. Everyone knows that orez is rice. That's clear from the language, linguistically. That's clearly what orez is referring to. However, there is this Shulchan Aruch Rav, who was Choshe Shalach Lamaisa about brachas. But either way, most people assume that orez and dochan is rice and millet. Minani millet, so where do we learn that these are not going to be Yotze Pesach with them? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Chedan of Ishmael, Vechedan of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Amar Kra, Loso Chalalav Chametz. You should not eat chametz with the korban Pesach, Shivas Yemen Tuchalav Matzos. And then right next to that, it says 7 days you should have matzos. So we learn the fact that the 7 days of eating matzah is derived from the Isra of eating chametz. The two things are right next to each other. So these smuchin radorish, devarim abayim ledechumetz, the only things which can become left to rise, they can become chametz. They can become chametz. If you leave them to rise, they're going to rise, and then they would become chametz. Adam yotze ben yadei chavatz matzah. Then only that type of thing, specifically, is going to be yotze matzah. Yatzu elo she'in bain ledei chimutz ela disirchon. That these type of flour, meaning rice flour, millet flour, they do not rise. Rather, they come only to spoil, so to speak, meaning that they're not rising, and therefore they're not fermenting, they're not going the process of becoming regular, like these five grains, and therefore there's something that is not going to be yotze with matzah. That's the big shaila with regards to the oats that we have, that they are do not ferment whatsoever, in scientifically. So that's the big shaila. Our Mesorah seemingly was always that that's what we define as oats, that's what we know as oats. That's why people who are gluten-free are able to have oat matzah. Why? How is that possible? If they're not able to have any gluten, how are they able to have oats? Because it's not really the same in terms of chemically and scientifically, it's not necessarily going to be the same thing. So there was this, I think Professor Felix was his name, and he came out saying that oats is not the oats that we know of, you're not yotze matzah on it, and your person should not have it for Pesach. Another halacha, Hilchos Brachos, would come up as well. So most Gedolim have not embraced that shita. They say that we've always assumed that it's oats, and it doesn't matter what this, you're saying, this modern new thing that science is saying something else, whatever, how are we going to reconcile that? But Lamaisa, we're not choshish for that. That is the standard opinion of many Gedolim, and that's why they'll tell you, you can have oat matzah, someone who's gluten-free, can make alachilas matzah, make a bracha. However, Shechter Shlita is choshish for this. He thinks that it is a valid taina, and when it comes to oat matzah, that if it is no gluten, I think it depends on where it is in the world now, I think something like that, that if there are some that maybe actually be able to, if they would be left long enough, they would be able to ferment. L'maiser, Shechter Shlita is choshish for that. So someone who follows a Shechter would be is gluten-free, so then you have a big shiloh with regards to oat matzah. Okay? That's what comes up in the Gemara. Now the Gemara just points out, Masnisin Delo, Kerab Yocha Benur, our Mishnah, which says that rice and millet is going to be valid for matzah, does not follow, is not valid rather, it's invalid for matzah, it's not going to be following Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because Damar Orez Adagam ben Adagam, who, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that rice is a type of grain, v'chayven al chimutzo karis, and someone is going to be chayv karis if you have it on Pesach. So we see he does hold it's one of the grains against our Mishnah. The Sana, as the Brisa tells out, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Oser ba'orez v'dochav neshakar v'achmeitz. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's usher to have a dish with rice or millet during Pesach because that those things are very easily become chametz, and therefore they are something which you have to be choshish for, and you cannot have them on Pesach. And versus Ibailu, they have a question. Shekar of lahachmetz, dekadim imachmetz? So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says those lashon that they're close to becoming chametz, does that mean that they quickly become chametz? Or dilma kar of lahachmetz have that they come close to chametz? Meaning is that the opposite. It's not in the nature of how it's becoming chametz, rather, it's simply the chametz gomer lohava, that they can come close to becoming chametz, but they're not full-fledged iser karis, iser korban chatas if you do it by accident, and iser daraisa, maybe even that. Maybe it's an iser daraisa smaller, but not iser karis if you have these orez v'dochan. So it says the Gemara Tashma that we can learn, Distanya, we learn the Braisa, Amr Biyochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Orez min daganu v'chayavin al chimutzu karis. Orez is a type of grain, and someone is going to be chayav karis in its form of chametz, and therefore we see from here. Not only that, you could actually use rice and millet. That type of flour would be valid according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri as matzah. Now again, we don't paskin like that. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, karmes chayavetz bechala. Karmes is going to be chayav chala. This too is a type of grain, which is similar apparently to the rice and millet. So he says that you're going to be yotzei according to. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Gemara just continues, what is this kramis? My kramis, Amar Abaye, shintzitza. So what is that? My shintzitza, what is that? Amar Papa, shintzitza, the mishtakach b'inei kile. It's a type of thing that's similar to millet, apparently. Specifically, it's similar to millet, and it's going to be yotze at that point. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you're going to be chayav karis if you have this type of rice in the status of chametz, and not that it's karvel chametz, that it can only become close to chametz, rather it can be full-fledged chametz according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Someone who has it is going to be chayav kares. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabba Barchana Amar Ish Lakish Isa Shinus. And Agav, by the way, just to point out, Alach Lamais, I just want to point this out as well, is that we don't follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that it's something that's karav la'achmetz that can come very quickly become chametz. We follow the Rambam, strictly speaking, that rice is totally mutter to have on Pesach and it cannot become chametz at all. So that is the opinion, and then many we know, many Sephardim like to have rice on Pesach. However, Ashkenazim, for other reasons, not necessarily even for the reason of Rechon Manuri, for other reasons that it was things that it was getting confused with wheat products. So that's it wasn't just on rice. It was on things that also looked like chametz, and that's why we have kitnia, we have other things that we don't have, certain beans and certain other things as well. The all things that you would have them in a form of a dough that would look like wheat. So then we made a gzer. That was the whole shaila, is that quinoa is something which they never were gozer on. So do you have to add something that would have been gozer back then in the time of the Ashkenazim, Rishonim, and Achronim who made this gzerah? Or no? Why would you have to be machmer on quinoa? That's a new thing. They weren't gozer. Mash already died what we already made the gzerah on. You don't have to add anything to it. That's a shaila in modern day poskim with regards to quinoa. And just be pointed out, the Chai Adam, Rashad likes to quote the joke, that people, the Chai Adam actually thought that potato flour is very similar to wheat flour, so you should be machmer on potato flour as well. We all the time have potato flour. They called them not the Chaye Adam, they called them the Misas Adam. No one would have anything to eat in Europe if they didn't have potatoes on Pesach. Even now, we have tons of stuff with potatoes. We do not, I don't know anyone who's choshish for that Chaye Adam. Lamaisa, fascinating. Dian, but Lamaisa, That is the halacha that comes out. Again, strictly speaking, that's why in the case of like during the Holocaust, when they're in ghettos, the tshuvas, I think Mimamakim had discussed this, that it was pasher to them that they allowed all the first thing to allow people to have was again this pikuach nefesh was in mishala anyway, but the maisa, but the first thing to go was they were for sure okay on kitniyah, because that's it's just a minug, it's obviously a very strong minug, but the maisa, it's not really karadin, then we keep it as a minug, very strong minug that we're machmir on it, but the maisa, if there's other considerations, a person needs to be mekel, you can be mekel. So that's, again, obviously asking a rav in very extreme circumstances, but lemaisa, that is the halacha that comes out. Strictly speaking, we only keep it mitam minag and not mitzad meikar adin, that it's really usher. Now the Gemara continues, if you have dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey instead of water, someone is not going to be chayav karis if you have it in its form of chametz. Yasiv rav papa, rav huna breid, rav shukum, rav yiriya be'avin, yasiv rav avin, rav idi bar avin, v'kames namnim. He started to doze off a little bit, fell asleep. What's the reason of Rish Lakish? Why did I say that you're going to be putter from Karis if you have things that were made from these juice of fruits? Amar lei, damarkra, losuch alav chametz. The pasuk says, don't have chametz, shivas yamim. Matzos tochelu. So only things, the avarim shadam yotei ben chavatz of matzah, only things, those which a person can be, fulfill his obligation to eat matzah in the form where it's not going to become chametz, in that form, if you're going to be yotze matzah, that's going to be chayav emlechem vitzu karis, and you're going to be chayav karis if you do in fact let it rise and become chametz. If you let it rise and become chametz, that is going to be, that's the drusha that Rav Papa has right now, you're going to be chayav karis, only something which is able to become matzah. Veha, so the Gemara says, when it comes to these doughs, the fruit juices, ho'el ve'en adam yotze yodei chavasa, a person cannot fulfill his obligation to eat matzah, even if they're baked in a form that did not allow them to become chametz, to have it lay matzah ashir, because this is going to be matzah ashira, which is a problem of lechem oni. Lechem oni is a poor man's bread, and this is considered a rich person's bread. It's a very simple ingredient, it's water and flour. To have this rich person bread, that is going to be highly problematic, and you're not going to yotze, you're ein chayav enochim mutzakar, so therefore you're not going to be chayav kar. On the fact if you have this, because in this form, you're never going to be yotze matzah. This is in Yana Deyoma, because on Erev Shabbos, Shechal Yos Pesach, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, which is this year. We haven't had it in like 10 years. It's been a while since we've had this. So one of the suggestions, what do you do for Shalosh Shudis? You have to have three meals. Okay, so that's Ol Shaila. Can you have three meals before Chatzos or not? Yotze Shal Shudas, even if you have it before Chatzos, Papash is not. That's the general rule. And maybe this is an exception because there's no other Brera, but some suggest, okay, you could have Matzah Shira. Matzah Shira is not a problem of having Matzah on Erev Pesach. The problem of having Matzah on Erev Pesach is Kibbol al Shasa Bezchamiv is only something you could be Yotze Matzah with. Others say, no, it still has the Ta Matzah, even though you're not Yotze Matzah. You shouldn't have that. You shouldn't have Matzah Shira. Okay, so that's the famous question of what to do. But when I, so we see from over here that it's not necessarily halachically considered Matzah for that purpose for sure, that you're not going to be yotze your chiyuv of matzah if you have it on Leila Seder. So the Gemara Gadin is if you have matzah shira, again, things that were baked with other produce, and we're actually with the fruit juice and stuff, we're actually Ashkenazim and Bichlal Machmir in general to not have matzah shira, only for sick people or people who are in need. The Gemara Gadin is now, Esevi Ravuna Breda Rav Yushel Rav Papa, Haimchau Ugma'u. Someone dissolved, so the Gemara now has a kasha again on Rav Papa that you need to be chayav matzah, it can only be something that can be chayav, be yotze matzah to be chayav karis on that. So if someone dissolved the product and then you swallowed it on Pesach, then the lach is going to be im chametz. So if the product was chametz, then anosh karis, you're going to be chayav karis. If matzah, ain't adem matzah chavas of Pesach. If it's matzah, you're not going to fulfill your obligation of matzah. V'ha'acha de ain't adem yotzei yodei chavas of matzah. And in this case, when a person is not fulfilling his obligation to fill matzah, chayav an alchemutzu karis. He's going to be chayav karis on account of having it in its form of when it rose. So that is going to be seen from over here that the principle is wrong. This braisa tells us you can have something that you're not yotze matzah and you're going to be chayav karis. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, in the meantime, itarabuhu rav idi baravin. Rav idi baravin, who remember I mentioned before, that's how we pointed out, not just stam that they started dozing off, is that he woke up and he amar lehu, so he responded to the two of them. He says, the dark kohen the time of the Reish Lakish. You young ones, you misunderstood what Reish Lakish was saying. That's not the reason of Reish Lakish said that wine, oil, and honey, I'm not going to make something mechayev karis. Mishum dehavile mei peros, because these liquids are simply mei peros, and mei peros, turning out the next time now, mei peros, in machamtsin, in machmitsin rather. They cannot cause a dough to become chametz. So therefore, if someone has this type of dough, it can never become under the category of chametz, and therefore it is going to be a problem. It's going to be chametz nuksha, which we'll get to later on, machlokas tanaim, whether you can be chayav karis on that or not. So lemaisa, that's what's going on, lefi Rashi. Then there's Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with that. Okay, we're not getting into the whole process of machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, but that's the maisa who comes out from Pshat and Rashi in the sugi. Now the Gemara continues. Yotze b'dmai of a maiser. A person is able to fulfill the obligation with dmai and maiser. So the Gemara says, dmai, halo chazile. At the end of the day, we mentioned that dmai is still a suffix whether the person took off maiser rishon or maiser sheni. So we know that it's not, your person is not going to be able to eat d'may stam. So, and we know Rashi says that to someone who's going to have bal tochel chametz levado, is the only way you could be yotze matzah, is if you have another iser, then you're not going to be yotze matzah. Or Rashi says it's just a mitzvah b'avera, you're not allowed to have d'may. So the Gemara answer is, kevan di bay mafkil and chase, if a person wanted to renounce all his ownership and he would become poor, have ani v'ochel d'may, ashtanami chazilei, but since he could become poor by renouncing everything that he owns, and he could be mafkir it, he can make it hefker, can make it ownerless, so then he would be able to be a poor person and then he fulfills obligation. And we know that a poor person is allowed to have demai. The son, as the more is now going to see to prove that with ma'ichlin is aniyim demai, that we can feed poor people demai. As a chsanet demai, also we can feed traveling Jewish soldiers. We can also feed them demai. So that's the halacha. And the Gemara continues, Vamar Rav Huna also taught Tana. He taught Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Machlin Esanim Demai. Beit Shammai is actually Machmir, that's Ezach Sanim Demai. And the traveling soldiers also, you can't give them Demai. Beit Hillel Omrim, Machlin, those two cases, we are Mekel. So either way, we're following the opinion of Beit Hillel that says you can, in fact, give poor people Demai. And that's what's going on over here. You're allowed to give them Demai. Just a Shaila point that the Rosh Hashanah points out from the Gemara over here. We're talking about on Leil HaSeder, right? We're talking about on Yontif. So he says, don't we see a Raya Barura that, this is Machlok HaZachronim, but he says, don't we see a proof from over here that a person is allowed to be mafkir his nechasim on Yontif? There's no problem with creating something to be ownerless. Lamaisa, I hear the Raya. I think it's a very strong proof. Lamaisa, it seems to be Ramban that seems to disagree with that point. But, it's a good point from the Gemara though, that he just points out Agav, that we see from here a person can be mafkir his nechasim on Yontif, at least where there's a Tzorach, for sure. But that's a Shaila, though. There's a Machlokas. I think the Prichadash disagrees with that Rashash. So, okay, that's a Maisa, interesting Halacha, the Maisa question. Now the Gemara continues, Maisa Rishon Shenin La Trumasa. So what's the case of someone who fulfills the obligation with Maisa Rishon who takes off Trumas? The Gemara says, Pshita, that's obviously the Kevach Lutu Maso, and now we're just assuming that if you took off Trumas Maisa, then it's okay. So that's just the standard process of how you do everything. And that's chulin hava. That's no different than any ordinary food which any Jew can eat. What was the hava mina to tell me that I can't be yotze matzah with this type of produce? So the Gemara says, Aga, by the way, I meant to mention that this whole Mishnah, very similar Shakta Vatara we had in Brachos. When the Gemara in Brachos discussed all these cases, because it's about zimun, and all these same categories, the Gemara says you can make a zimun with tamay, and the Gemara says, why is that? And the Gemara says, because it could be you could be mafkir and nechasim d'mamash. The Gemara has a very similar Shakta Vatara for halachas of zimun, that these same type of produce, these same type of products, you would be allowed to have a zimun or not allowed to have a zimun. It would follow these two halachas about matzah. It's very interesting. The Gemara continues that. The Gemara says, so again, here it's full fledged chulin. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha, no, this case is necessary. Sheik dimo b'shibalim, where someone had taken off first the meiser rishon before smoothing the process of truma, and therefore you didn't take off truma, you didn't take off truma gedola, you didn't take off the mat that was given to supposed to be given to a kohen. And v'nitla hainu haimenu trumas meiser. However, after that, you did take off trumas meiser. So v'lutna menu truma gedola. However, you never took off truma gedola. Just to use numbers because it make it a little bit helpful is if you have 100 apples. So that's always the example you use. It really should be pieces of grain over here. We're talking about matzah, but lemaisa, let's just use 100 apples. You have 100 apples. So instead, you're really supposed to give the first 2%. To the Kohen, and that is Truma de Gadol. And after that, you'll take off 9.8, which is down to 10, you'll take off 9.8 to the Levi, and of that 9.8, he then gives another 10% of that, Trumas Meiser. He's going to then give in turn that amount and give that to a Kohen. So now, what happens if the Levi he jumps ahead of the gun, and he takes off 10 instead of 9.8, so he's taken off 0.02 from the Kohen, and then he in turn is going to take off less than and give that Trumas Meiser, but he's really taking and doing an Isra. That's an Isra Deraisa, what he's done. It's Chal, Benuma Trumas Meiser, Lenin and Truma Gadola. It's still Chal what he did, despite the fact that Truma Gadola wasn't taken off. It's not going to be considered Tevel, however, it is something that which is an Isra. Uchad Rabbi Abba, and that's according to Rabbi Abba. What does Rabbi Abba says? The Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Abba says the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Ma'aser Rishon Sheikdima B'Shibalam. If someone has taken truma while the grain was still in, again it was standing, it was before the case of smoothing it out. Pater from truma gedola. It's pater from truma gedola. Shneamar v'areimosem. He has a drasha mimenu. Truma Hashem ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. You should take off truma's ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. This referring to ma'aser min ha'ma'aser matelacha. That taking off truma's ma'aser, you tell the Levi to take off. Truma gedola, trumas meiser, mina meiser. Don't take off truma gedola, trumas meiser from the meiser which you've taken off. And this drasha, Rabbi Abba is teaching us, is telling you that a person, a levi, is going to be pater from taking off trumas meiser if you already have taken the taken off the meiser rishon before giving truma to the kohen. So Rav Papa has a question. This I'm really a Papa Abaye Elmeata. But if this is the case, if this is the source that a person is pater from Truma Gedola when he's taken Meiser first, Afilo Egdima Bekri Nami Lipata, that someone who had also had taken off even after it was piled, even if it was fully Chayav and Truma Samaisers, we're talking about full-fledged Tevel, which was Chayav and Truma Meiser, and we're telling you, you have a Chayav to take it off, and I decided to just take off Meiser Rishon first, why don't I say the same Drasha that you say Trumas Meiser, Meiser Mina Meiser Amarti Lecha, and not Truma Gedola, Trumas Meiser Mina Meiser? It doesn't matter that it wasn't Chayav and Truma Gedola, let's say it was Chayav and Truma Gedola. Now, Amar Lecha, so then Abai responded to answer this question, Alecha Markra, that for you, the Pasuk is going to say, the to answer your question, Markra, Mikomat Nosechem Tarimu as Kol Trumas Hashem. That from their gift, you're going to be separating all of the Truma, and we're telling over here that it's specifically referring to the Leviim, and it's applied only after the Levi takes his Meiser in a state where it was not Chayav and Truma Gedola yet, not where it was Pater from Truma Gedola yet. That's what we're telling. Umara Is. And what do you see to interpret this Pasuk that's telling you that a Levi is going to be Chayav and Truma Gedola from Meiser, to refer to Meiser as taken off from the pile, which we're discussing over here, that is going to say that a Levi is Pater from the Truma Gedola from Meiser, to refer to Meiser? Why not the reverse case? And Umara answers, Ha Igdan. The produce that's in piles has already become a finished grain by Ligdan, and the unprocessed is not going to be piled grain, and therefore, to that point, we're saying that the obligation to take off Truma takes effect, as we're mentioning, after the point only where it makes sense to say that it was going to be putter. That's what we're coming out, that only after the case where it was before it was a pile, then it's going to be, if the Levi jumps the gun, then you don't have to take off Truma Gedola. Now the Gemara continues, Meiser Sheni v'Hekdesh Shenifta. If you have Meiser Sheni, and if Meiser Sheni is, again, the produce which you were supposed to bring, and you have tons of fruit, so you redeem it onto a coin. So now they're saying that, so here we're talking about, let's say, wheat. So that wheat which you redeemed onto the coin, you want to use that for matzah. So the Gemara says, then obvious, pshita, you redeemed it. What was the avamina? Why am I going to think that you're not going to be yotze matzah with that type of wheat? So the Gemara answers, no, we're discussing a case over here where the halacha is, the Torah tells you that you have to add a chomesh, really it's actually 25%. We would call that a ravi, where it's a fifth of your total, or some total. If you have 100, let's say, and you add 125, so then 25 of 125 is a fifth. That's what the Torah calls a fifth always. That's a reference to a chomesh, so it's really one, we would call it a fourth. The way we understand things, it's a fourth of the original amount, which is one-fifth of your total. So that is the halacha over here, is that if you don't add the fifth, that's not ma'akev, that's not called tevel, and you're still going to be yotze your mitzvah of matzah. Even though you didn't do a mitzvah deraisa of adding the fifth, that's still going to be okay. V'kohanim b'chala uvetruma. And now the Mishnah continues that kohanim can be yotze from chala of truma. The Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. The kohanim are allowed to eat chala of truma. So then obviously they're going to be yotze matzah with their wheat that they were given as truma. So the Gemara says, ma'o, the same matzah shavel l'chol adam b'inan. I would have thought matzah needs to be suitable for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for a kohen. So therefore, kamash malan, matzah sriba, that the basics of matzah, and matzah mentioned twice, we're learning out from there that these two things are referenced to include matzah that's not just anybody could eat it, even just for kohen, truma and challah. So the Gemara continues, of aloba tevel. You're not going to be yotze with tevel. The Gemara says, pshita, tevel is an iser d'oraisa to eat, obviously, whether it's mitzvah avira, there's an iser attached to it. L'maisa, you can't have tevel, so obviously I'm not yotze matzah. The Gemara says, lo tzricha b'tevel, tevel and rabbanan. Here, this is a very interesting dinner. We're telling you that really midoraisa, this is fully okay, and it's tevel midrabbanan that you have to take off truma maisa, so there, and you're still not going to be yotze matzah. Zarbat she'inu nakuv, if you planted in the grain of a flower pot that was not open, it was not at the bottom, was not open, that only on a dinder rabbanan, you have a chiyav to take off truma maisa, and if you didn't, and that's tevel Rabbanan, you're not going to be yotze matzah. It's a fascinating thing, because on a deraisa level, you're fully yotze. The Rabbanan have the ability we see over here to be okir your mitzvah somewhat. This is another example of being the Rabbanan being okir mitzvah deraisa, because on a deraisa level, l'chora, I have full-fledged matzah. I have nothing that was not chayav in meiser, and shumosan, and it should be no problem of tevel. That's a very interesting thing that comes up, a famous sugya of when things derabanan can be okir mitzvahs deraisa. So the Mara continues now. Also, you can't be yotze with your obligation with meiser rishon whose truma was not taken off. The Gemara says pshita is also obvious. The lever never took off truma's meiser, then it's tevel. So what was the avamina that I'm not going to be yotze meiser? I am going to be yotze rather. The Gemara says lotzricha sheikdimu bakri. We're talking about the Levi had gone ahead of the truma gedola where it was a pile already, and then the Gemara says matters him. And I would have thought the avamina that we just had before above kedamar layer of papa labaya. Abaya is quite. Rapapa is a question to Abaya. Maybe we should say that even after the kohen. Even after it's a pile, maybe it should be okay. So Abaya's answer was good to Rav Papa, meaning that drasha that we had is only before the thing becomes a pile. But once you pile it, it's too late, and therefore you're not going to be yotze, and you're not going to be yotze matzah because it's tevel. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah's ruling. If you have Meister Sheni Ekdash that was not redeemed, you're not going to be yotze. This also pshita the Gemara says, obviously, if it's not redeemed, then why would I have avamina that it was going to be yotze with that? So the Gemara says, la'olam the nifta. Really, actually, we're talking about a case where it was redeemed in my lo niftu. So what does it mean that wasn't niftu? Shelo niftu kilchas, and you actually redeemed it, but not properly halachically. We know that you have to use a coin which has a picture on it. If it's a coin that's empty, that has nothing on it, that coin is not effective. The pasuk says you should have the money in your hand. The verse is in the varshesh botzur, something which has an image on it, a coin that has a picture on it, an image, that's going to be yotzev. Hektesh shechilo agave karkar, hektesh, which you redeem it through property, you're not going to be yotzev. Rachman amar v'nasan akesef v'kamla, as the pasuk says, you should bring up the produce and be for him. We're learning over here, you can only do it with actual kesef and not with karkar. One of the things that Shavei Kesef is not Ke Kesef, one of the exceptions to the rule, is this halacha. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan. So we have a halacha, Yochel Yotze Adam Chavasu B'Tevel Shalom Niskan. I would have thought maybe a person is going to be Yotze a Tevel that hadn't been taken off anything. The Gemara says, Kol Tevel on a Melech. What does it mean, Tevel that hadn't been taken off for Chuma Meiser? What is the definition of Tevel? Tevel means that Chumas and Meisers aren't taken off. The Gemara answers, B'Tevel Shalom Niskan Kol Tarko Shilom Rana Chuma Gedola. I would have thought maybe if you took off Chuma Gedola, you took off just Chuma and not Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, Vilana Chumas Meiser, Vilo Meiser Rishon, Vilo Meiser Sheni. I would have thought Vila Meiser Ani, if you just missed out on Meiser Ani, even that, I would have thought Minayan, how do I know that that's not going to be valid for Matzah Tam? Alomar, the Pasuk says, Lo Suchal Av Chametz, the Pasuk says, don't have Chametz, and next to that, Eshiva Siyamin Tocha Matzos, Mishi Sura Mishum Baal Tochal Chametz, that which is coming on account of not eating chametz with it, that's going to be usher out the fact of eating matzah. Yatzazeh, that's coming to exclude this type of grain. It's not eating chametz, but a different account of not eating tevel. We see that there's another isser attached to it, that a person is it's not going to be yotze his mitzvah of chametz. Okay, we'll pick up Meretz Hashem with the Bryce's question of Yisrael chametz, the Echanazla, and the Hemshech of the Gemara Shaka of Tarbez Hashem tomorrow.